Relate 20 years of shared life experience, and that's what God created life to be, right? Shared experience. And I have been blessed, and we have been blessed, many of us in this room, to know Bill and Peggy for a good chunk of years. You know, we have folks in our life that they're a safe place for us. Our relationships developed over time, and for me, Bill is a safe place. He's one that there's no pretense, the guard's down, there's no filter, and we can just share the reality of what God's doing in our lives, which is awesome. As we reflect back over the past 20 years, there's almost kind of a mirroring of the growth patterns, the growing pains that have happened and are happening in our lives. And a lot of tears, a lot of laughter, just a lot of stuff that we are grateful to God about. And I know that there's quite a few folks in this room that you've been able to get to know them as family. A lot of groups over the years have gone down and they've experienced a sense of respite and realization is what I call it. Sometimes we got to get away from what's comfortable and what's familiar and what the enemy of our soul utilizes in order to get us to divert our attention to pressure and to unrealistic expectations and to all kinds of stuff that sometimes we struggle with. And then over the years, being able to take groups down and see that awakening, that respite that happens in the hearts of junior hires and high schoolers and little kids and big kids that are over 18 all the way up to 60 or so, where you experience there what we can experience here, but since you're in unfamiliar surroundings, you're more dependent upon God and you're more dependent upon each other, and you don't have the creature comforts to distract you from being able to step into that awareness of biblical community very quick. And I bet you that Bill and Peggy might even share with me. I'm not saying that you have to come up, Peggy. He may share on behalf of you if you don't want to come up. But in some ways, when they come here, it's the same for them. So it's just a joy. It's a pleasure. We support them as missionaries. They've been down in Zarahemla for, gosh, like 22 years, something like that.
Yep.
Ministering to the indigenous, ministering to transplants, experiencing shared life with folks there. And so grateful that Bill's going to come up and share with us now. So come on up, buddy. Hey, wasn't it cool when Riley was up here? And
she was trying to get Reed to come up and worship on stage.
Hi.
With her.
Cool. You want another high five?
Yes.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. All right. Can you put that communion thing back up there?
Father, I thank you for my brother. Oh, I'm just grateful, Lord God, that we get to spend time together. I'm grateful for all the laughter we experienced this weekend. And I'm grateful, Lord God, for the opportunities that many people that are here and in this community have been able to have and, well, the enjoying relationship with them and enjoying relationship with their family down in Zarahemla and down in the San Quintin Valley. We praise you and we love you, Lord, and we are thankful that Bill just gets to be Bill as he shares right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, I just bless this house and all who meet here. Please give them a double portion of the peace that you've given us. May it rest on them and flow through them as they walk through their daily lives. Amen. Wow. This is awkward. Hi, so I better start with kind of who we are. We started bringing our youth group down. That's my wife, Peggy, back there. A little over 30 years ago with a ministry called Heart Ministries. Our ministry vision was always families, reaching families, changing the world. And our friend Tony ran into the Manzanos, and a few years later we moved down there and started walking with an IDT ministry. At the same time, Youth with a Mission Chico, Barry Weinroth, started showing up in our lives. He'd been there for a long time. He has a great heart for Mexico. And so Peggy says, we've been a go-to base for about, 18 years. And then we became a base. We did the DTS. We went through their programs, which are amazing. What's that? No? YWAM. That's right. Youth with a Mission. Chico.
And DTS is a discipleship
training school. Yep. And typically I'm not in front of a podium like this. We do see lots of people. We saw 42 teams last year. 1,100 people came down. And lives changed. Twice that number of lives were changed. And it's because of you. And I don't mean that flippantly at all. Rob asked me to speak. Good, thank you. And wow, what do I bring the strong tower in my life? Right? I see you guys. We see you as a strong tower, a place of rest, a place of communion, a place where his blood flows through people's veins and they walk it out every day. I said, they teach me every day. You're my lifeline. I remember why I'm in Mexico. Because of the community that you are and that you represent in this valley. You were the first multi-fellowship I'd ever seen. You know, we at Heart Ministries, we would pray with other pastors and stuff like that. But you guys do everything together. That's communion. That's his body. And it gave fuel to the fire of our vision for the valley that we walk in and for the world that we all pray for. There's like a ring. Is that just me? Because of where I'm standing? Do I need to stand in another place?
Your guess is as good as ours.
All right. Okay, well, it was not bothering you. It's okay. I have that tinnitus thing, so any odd little thing gets in there. He says, well, bring a word. And I'm like, bring a word? What do I bring? He showed me a picture. I'm super tactile. God sometimes will speak to me with words and sometimes with pictures and sometimes in an interaction or something like that. And he showed me the communion table. And he gave me Psalm 23. Right? He's prepared a place for us to come in the presence of, the word actually says, my enemies, but they're his enemies. Right? And he began to expand on that. The enemy wants to lie to us all and tell us that we're surrounded. We're not. We're there by invitation from Father. We're a vast army that is surrounding his enemies. And I started looking at other tables. The table that Melchizedek joined in with Abraham. The Lord's Supper that we shared today. I think that was so cool. I didn't know. We didn't corroborate on the songs we sang. You're his body. You're often broken in battle. We all are. Right? But this table, this fellowship, is given to us. From Genesis to the wedding supper of the Lamb and communion in the middle, so that we will remember him and what he did for us, so that we would be mature sons and daughters of God. This fellowship that you have that gets mundane. Does for me in Mexico, I have to have a wake-up call all the time. I walk through things that look like Syrian refugee camps and my heart gets cold. And I start thinking, all those things that we think And then God flips the switch. He does something. It's like, oh God, my heart. So I wanted to share with you that the ripple effect of your obedience and your sacrifice and your steadfast love, your prayers, they're changing lives all over the world. Changing them in Africa and Asia and Mexico and other places. India, I just heard. You guys are amazing. And I want you to know that. So what he asked me to do was encourage you. You are a place of encouragement, edification, and building up the entire body of Christ. Those you see and those you don't. Because those you don't see, my life sees. Or the Shropshires, or the other ministries, their lives are touching lives, and those lives are touching lives. So you're one away from a miracle happening every single day. And it seems this last year, worldwide, but in your house and in my house, were horrible. They were hard. They were scary. They were, how do we get through this? And we get through this like this. With fellowship, we come together. We bear one another's weaknesses and burdens. We laugh, we cry, we challenge, we exhort, we encourage one another. You've been my lifeline. The first time was when you prayed Rob in. I don't know who was part of that or who wasn't. I've known Rob a long time, but we were up here and you were caroling. It was so healing. It's like, wow. The scars. We all have them, right? Every single one of you faces a different battleground than I do. Every single one of you is a warrior of light in every sphere of life that you walk in. People see you and they know they've seen God. Whether you feel like you shine or not that day, they go, wow, I want that. I know you experience it. You walk into work and people who don't even really like you, they ask your advice. You matter. You're changing lives. Tomorrow is our 36th anniversary. And I'll end with this. Just know that this whole last year, just the thought that this fortress and this table of communion were here gave us life to hold on to. Because it didn't exist where we were. Right? It's still in the prayer, right? There's 80%. Of the families are destroyed down there. I could go on and on and on and on. But this year, while it was hard for you, and it was hard for us, just the thought of who you guys are, we could feel your prayers. They kept us going. They were like, yes, Dad, we're going to get through this together. You've been invited into the valley of the shadow of death. To conquer, to rescue, and to bring people home. And your prayers are doing that every day. And so I want to thank you that you are family. You really are. I know Rob and Mary Beth. I know others of you. Most of the faces here I don't recognize. But you're changing the world with your steadfast love. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for who you are. Don't forget that. Okay? Please don't forget. You're his body. And his blood flows through your veins. Amen? And I really, I want to pray that prayer again for you one more time. And then he's going to jump in and fix the rest of the time. Father, do. You've given me the ability to walk in peace in the valley Please give them a double portion of the peace that you've given me so they can walk through theirs. Amen.
Wait.
A couple things. I needed to actually announce that if there's any students in here that are interested in going on the February trip to Mexico, that there is a meeting over at Auberry Community Church at 4:00 today. So that is happening. And then also, the way that I want to wrap this up today, because they hear me talk all the time,
is we're going to...
Well, I appreciate that. But we're going to have Peggy come up and we're going to pray over you. So I'm going to ask the elders to come up. And anybody else who wants to come up too, you're welcome to come up.
This is a time of respite for Bill and Peggy. This is a time of refueling, time of recharging. And we want to thank you guys for 36 years of keeping the national average up when it comes to marriage. But we want you guys to get the most out of this time that you're going to have over the next few weeks. So I'm going to ask Scott to open us up and whoever would like to pray. And y'all out there, if you want to put your arms out like you're laying hands on them, you're welcome to do that too, okay? Something about human touch in the body and family that makes a big difference in our lives, huh?
Amen. So.
Amen.
Father, we are grateful that we have this relationship in the spirit and in the flesh. Father, you are so good, and we are grateful for the opportunity that we have to support the ministry in Mexico. We are grateful, Father, that you have given us an abundance for every good work. And we can share what we have. Father, continue to bless our relationship. Continue to bless the work that you have called them to and the work that you have called us to. That together we will serve you in spirit and truth. And by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father, for the increase in your kingdom. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Father, I thank you for Bill and Peggy, Father. And I thank you, Father, that they said yes to you, Lord. That their obedience, Father, was much better than the sacrifice, Lord. Because they were willing to say yes and amen to you, Father, and say yes, Father, whatever you want. Thank you for their surrendered and humble hearts, Father. I know it's tough, Lord, that sometimes when it seems like there's nothing going on, but Lord, your spirit is moving in Mexico, Lord. And it's moving in their hearts, Father God. And thank you, Father, that we get an opportunity to be an encourager to them, Father God, and lift them up in our prayers, Father. Daily, Lord. So, Father, just be glorified in their ministry, Father God. Produce much fruit, Father God. Raise them up, Father, to a place of prominence within your kingdom, Father, and the work they do down there, Lord. Be glorified, Father, in their ministry.
With. I pray, Lord, that you will speak through them,
that you will use them. Yes. I pray, Lord, that the radiance of Jesus Christ will shine from them.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we just pray that you would raise up pastors and leaders, dear Jesus, that your word will build your body. I pray this in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I lift up Peggy to you. Father, I ask that you give her a double portion to offer those women. Father, that she minister in authority and power, breaking off those chains of the women in her life. Father, that when she touches them with her hands, the Holy Spirit moves mightily. Father, I ask that you give her a new vision, that you give her understanding and knowledge and wisdom, that she minister not with memorized scripture, but by the power and authority of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for her. I thank you, Father, that you have used her deeply in the lives of the women, the daughters of the Most High. I thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I want to thank you for Bill and Peggy. Father, whether they realize it or not, they've been being molded and shaped all along. Because you are the great potter. And Father, through the happiest times and the saddest of times, you've been molding their character and shaping them. Yes. Lord, you've been creating a heart that looks like Jesus. A compassion. And you've got them right where you want them. And there's more. And you're rising them up. And so we send them off with a blessing to be all that Jesus calls you to be. Know that you have a support system here at this little place called Toll House. We are honored to be a part of you guys. You are our family. It is an honor to lock arms with you and run this thing together. That's what the Lord has called us to. May peace follow you everywhere you go. May God's mercy always be upon you.
Father, I just pray your covering, Lord, over our ministries and the ministries with Bill and Peggy. And Father, that your Holy Spirit directs and guides each one of our paths, each decision we make. And Father, that we stand firm on who you are and who your promises are. So Lord, continue to cover the Church of Toll House. Continue to cover the Heart Ministry, the YRAM Ministry in Mexico. And Father, we just give you praise and honor and
thank
glory
you.
For that.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
How blessed is it when brothers dwell together in unity.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the unity of the Spirit that exists with Bill and Peggy and this church and the Heart Ministry. Lord, we look forward to how that's going to work out in the future. We know that there is more. We know that you are doing something that is bigger. And we just want to thank you for it by faith, because we still don't see it yet. But we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Lord, I pray for the children who come into the lives of Pagan and Bill.
Yes.
I know that There's such a restoring, wonderful relationship there. And Lord, I just ask that you would bring many children to
yes,
them
good.
And let them enjoy them. Just love them and enjoy them. And we thank you for that wonderful gift.
What we've been gifted with, what is ours to take hold of, it's a relationship of mutual encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the table. Mm-hmm. We got to keep coming to the table.
Amen.
We got to come to the table here. Amen. We got to come to the table in Mexico. We got to come to the table wherever we are at.
Amen.
You are the only one that satisfies our hunger. You are the only one that quenches our thirst. And thank you that we have family, we have brothers, we have sisters, we have one another that when our thinking gets out of alignment, when we begin to try to feed these deep longings with something that's temporal and something that is, really infected with the curse of sin, that we have one another to redirect and to point and say, come to the table. Come to the table.
Amen.
Thank you that we have one another, even if we're 575 miles away from one another.
Right.
Thank you that we have one another to give that essential reminder that that's where we need to be intentional.
Right.
We need to be intentional about coming to the table.
Amen.
To remind one another what the psalmist said, that Lord, you are our portion.
Amen.
You are our cup.
Yes.
You are our inheritance.
Amen.
You support our lot.
Mm.
Our lines fall in pleasant places.
Amen.
Because you're the one that's drawn the lines.
Amen.
We don't have to draw the lines.
Amen.
That everything that we are looking for, this significance, this security, this safety, protection, purpose, provision,
yes,
all that's found at the table. Yes. It ain't found anyplace else.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's what we get to give.
Mm.
That's
Amen.
What we get to give.
Amen.
And so, Lord, I pray this day that that would be impressed upon our hearts.
Mm.
There's always going to be upheaval. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be that phone call. There's always going to be that car accident. There's always going to be that thing. But none of that stuff stops us from coming to the table.
Amen.
We can keep coming to the table, and that's the best thing that we can do for one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing we can do for our children. That's the best thing we can do for our grandchildren. That's the best thing we can do for our spouses. And as you are feeding us, and as you are replacing deception and lie with the substance of truth, and as we grow in intimacy with you and security and who we are, because you've defined who we are, then we have something really good and substantive to give to other people.
Amen.
Thank you that we, Lord God, are the people that you have chosen to reveal and manifest yourself to and through.
Amen.
Thank you that we are a part of something so huge.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you that Bill and Peggy are a part of something so huge. And that we are all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
All right. God bless you all. Have a good rest of the Sunday.
Love you, brother.
Love you too. Mm. You keep praying for you.
Yes.